Last week, we talked about Jesus announcing the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And so one of the things to wonder about immediately, here comes the kingdom of God, the good news, the gospel. What is this kingdom like? And so let's just think about, so we're in chapter 5 in Matthew. Let's think about how we've come to this point so far. In Matthew, we have Jesus born in the stable, and the setting, and Matthew's very clear about this, is amongst kings and kingdoms and rulers. Picture, if you will, the candle nativity with the little bitty Jesus tea light and the big dominant purple king candle that represents the empires of the world trying to have power. In this context, little baby Jesus is born. As we sing during that season, born a child and yet a king. But what is this kingdom like? We have people who are unfit for proper worship, the Magi. Everything is wrong about them, foreigners, wrong language, wrong religion. They smell funny, they look funny, they eat funny. Everything about them is wrong and bad. And yet they recognize Jesus, the poor baby, as the true king. And it makes you wonder, what is this kingdom like? We start to see answers in the baptism of Jesus. What is this kingdom like? We hear God say of Jesus, the king, this is my child whom I love, in him I find happiness. We get a glimpse of the answer, what is this kingdom like, in the temptation narrative. Now, there'll be a sermon on the temptation in several weeks. But what we see in the temptation is Jesus resisting temptations to grab for power, to grab for control or prestige or fame. He resists all those temptations, and it makes us wonder, what is this kingdom like? And then as we get closer and closer and closer to our passage today, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, there's the very brief summary of Jesus' preaching and teaching that says, Jesus went about and said, change your hearts and lives. Here comes the kingdom of heaven. And then just a few verses later, it says that Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, announcing the good news of the kingdom. But what is this kingdom like? And healed every disease and sickness among the people. The teaching and the healing to help us know what this kingdom is like. I'm going to skip over 5, 6, and 7 for just a minute and talk about Matthew chapter 8, because that's where the healing starts. So this bit, this verse, Jesus traveled throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and he healed every disease among the people, is an outline for the beginning of Matthew. There's this 3 chapters of teaching, and then he goes into this healing ministry. Teaching and healing, that's what Jesus does. Very big clue as to what this kingdom might be like. But it's even a bigger clue when you look at who Jesus heals. After he's done teaching, he starts to heal people. The very first person he heals is a leper. Somebody with a skin disease. Somebody who the Old Testament defines as unclean. Somebody that a good rabbi would avoid. This leper, unclean, person who will contaminate you with their uncleanliness, comes to Jesus and says, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus, Matthew says, touches him, which is a shock. And he says, I'm willing, be clean. The second miracle Jesus performs is on, hold on to your hats, a Gentile, a centurion, a Roman soldier, part of the occupying army who the Messiah is supposed to defeat in the wrong narrative of what the Messiah does. Army officer comes to Jesus, a Gentile, unclean, not a good person, according to all the religious expectations, come to Jesus and says, I have a slave who's sick. So Jesus heals not only a Gentile, but a Roman soldier, occupying force, Gentile, soldiers, slave. And that gives us a really good clue as to what this kingdom is like. But then here, once we get to chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount begins. The Sermon on the Mount is an extended summary of the things Jesus taught and said throughout his ministry. It's put all together in Matthew in one spot so we can read it. It is some of the most important words in the entire Bible. The reason we read the scriptures from the middle of the middle of the sanctuary is in part because of the Sermon on the Mount. Because Jesus explicitly says, what else you've read in the Bible is great, but what I say is more important and better. And so we mark it as better and more important by reading it from the middle, and we stand and we turn and we look and we say extra words around it. Because these words in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, if you only ever read one thing in the whole Bible, read this. I would challenge you to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 way before I would challenge you to read the Bible cover to cover. The whole thing's nice, sure, but read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 every week, all year long, and that would be better for us. Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount. What is this kingdom like? And Jesus gives us this extended teaching to tell us what it is like. The version we use is the Common English Bible, and it translates the beginning of each of these phrases as happy are people who. More traditionally, it says blessed are people who. I actually like blessed better. This is one of the few times I don't like the Common English Bible's translation. I understand why they do it. We don't use blessed in normal English. So what's a word that works? Well, happy. But that doesn't really work either. It's one of those concepts that's richer and deeper than happiness. It's richer and deeper than blessed. One translation I've seen is something like, I don't remember exactly the phrase he used in the translation, but the idea is like, I've got your back, or I am for you. I am on your side. God is on your side. It's not just that you feel nice, or it's not just that you're blessed or blessed. It's that God is with you and for you, on your side, in the midst of all of these things. What is this kingdom of God like? Blessed are those who are hopeless or who are poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What is this kingdom like? Blessed are the poor in spirit, the hopeless, those who grieve, those who are humble, those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness or justice. Blessed are those who show mercy or chesed. Remember, I said that that's probably connected to that Old Testament word chesed. Love, mercy, faithful love, trustworthiness, blessing, beauty. Blessed are those who give those kinds of things, because they'll receive it also. Pure hearts, the peacemakers, and even those who are harassed, belittled, cast out, made small, who have their interviews changed at the last minute. Blessed are you, people. Brian Zond, I saw something he wrote probably 3 years ago that summarizes some of this really well. And he does a contrast of the spirit of this age and Jesus. And it's a really good contrast, because when we wonder, what is this kingdom like? What we have to compare it to is the kingdoms we're used to, the spirit of this age, how the world works. And so this is a beautiful summary contrasting the two. The spirit of this age blesses the cocky and the self-confident. but Jesus blesses the poor in spirit. The spirit of this age blesses those who are shallow, and thus they're happy all the time. But Jesus blesses those who have the capacity to mourn deeply. The spirit of this age blesses the power hungry, who want to run the world. But Jesus blesses the meek, who are willing to trust God. The spirit of this age blesses the privileged protectors, but Jesus blesses the justice seekers. The spirit of this age blesses those who think justice is retribution and revenge, but Jesus blesses the merciful instead. The spirit of this age blesses the clever ones who come up with the best schemes. Jesus blesses the pure in heart who have no schemes. The spirit of this age blesses those who are great at waging war. Jesus blesses those who have the patience to work for peace. What is this kingdom like? It is like nothing we are used to at all. What is this kingdom like? It is like Jesus, who is full of faithful, trustworthy love, full of blessing and healing for everyone. As we go today, I would encourage you, really, to pick up the habit of reading Matthew 5, 6, and 7 regularly. Put a bookmark in your Bible and read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 regularly. If you've ever had it in your brain to read the whole Bible cover to cover, that's good. But read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 first and a lot before you get to the rest of it. During communion today, when we come forward, we're going to play a song. And this is another one of the things I would encourage you to do, is to find this song, buy it, get it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen. The song is called Words to Build a Life On by the band Mike Crawford and His Secret Siblings. Words to Build a Life On. It's a it's a song that's taken right from this passage. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the weak, blessed are the ones who can barely speak. Blessed in your hurt, blessed in your pain, blessed when your teardrops are falling down like rain. Blessed when you're broken, blessed when you're blind, blessed when you're fragile, when you've lost your mind. Blessed when you're desperate, blessed when you're scared, lonely, blessed when you're failed. Blessed when you're beat up, bruised, torn down and used, heartbroken, fired, choked up and tired. Blessed when the plans that you've so carefully laid end up in the junkyard with all the trash you've made. Blessed when you feel like giving up the ghost. Blessed when your loved ones are the ones who hurt you most. It goes on, and it's all so beautiful. Part of it is a prayer. These are words to build a life on. These are your words. How can they be mine? These are words to build a life on. These are your words. I want them to be mine. These are your words. I want them to be mine, to be mine, be mine. So, what is this kingdom like? It is beautiful. And it is here. And Jesus calls us to change our hearts and lives. Here comes the kingdom of heaven. Because our hearts and lives are captured by the imagination of the spirit of this age, who celebrates power and violence and domination and control and all of those things. And then here comes Jesus, healing people he shouldn't be touching, speaking words of blessing to people you would never imagined are the ones who are actually blessed. So change our hearts and lives. That's the call today. Orient ourselves toward Christ, who shows us what this kingdom is really like. Lord Jesus, thank you for your words. Help them to be mine. Amen.